Welcome back to Big Mood.
Hi.
Welcome.
I am Tiff. Who else is here?
I am Nikki.
There we go.
I am Gina.
Stop being fucking copycats. Okay. Like every time
Gina is
have to do it the same Gina. Way the first person does
we
it.
Like sync up with our
that's how we,
cycles.
That's how we have
shit.
our
that's
group mind.
That's not science, okay?
It's science.
It's not science.
It's actually a full moon coming
science.
Up.
Well, the bitchy one, so. The bitchy one is me, Jess. I'm running on a little bit of a migraine, so I'm a little bitchy right now.
We match with the ocean tide.
Okay, Moon Rock, Nikki Limo.
All right, so today we're going to be discussing some stories that sex workers have shared about the most randomest, like wildest things that they've done on the job. And I found this article here that kind of lists them out, but this question was posed in Reddit. So this is where these answers are coming from. From Reddit, it says, sex workers, what's the weirdest thing someone wanted to pay you to do that you actually did?
Yeah. I mean, they must get some of the weirdest shit ever.
I'm so intrigued by this because I feel like, I don't know, is it normal that like all of us have thought about it at one point? Like,
wait, thought
yeah,
about
I did.
Yeah.
Being
when
a sex
worker?
Broken college.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, didn't you guys hear the rumors? I am a sex worker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We currently have a sex worker on set.
Gina probably wrote all of these,
right?
This is Gina's list, you guys.
No. I'm like the poorest sex worker ever, yeah. Probably.
You're like the dumbest
suck
one.
Dick
you
better,
right? You're not making a good profit.
That's funny. No, yeah, that's true. I did have that thought cross my mind at one point. Mm-hmm. I did consider camgirling at one point.
I feel like the people who message me for like, hey, can I see your titties or your feet or whatever, they never offer money. Like, do I only attract poor fans?
Yeah, you do. Because I have people messaging me like, I just want to spoil you. Just like, take my credit card number, whatever you want. No questions asked. And I'm like, I feel uncomfortable.
I do get those, but they're always from like fake accounts.
Yeah.
I don't think they're real. That's why I'm like, I'm not an idiot with your fake ass offer of
$3,000.
I'm like, this fake.
Yeah, because that's the same thing
those
that
are the
I get
ones
too.
I get,
they're just trying to see if you'll send them nudes if they say they'll send you money.
They request
they're not going to send you money.
They request like if I'm in a picture with socks on, they like want to buy my socks off me, like the dirty socks or something like that. I have a lot of feet people. Which,
just put your Cash App in your profile, and if they send you $1,000, then you'll mail it to them.
Yeah.
None of this fake ass bullshit.
Yeah, I've never even engaged. I don't have a Cash App either, so.
Yeah.
Some Russian girl with like a bunch of photos and followers messaged me, and all it said was, you send me money? What? So
you send me
instead
money?
Of,
a bot, maybe?
So instead of people sending me money, now I have people asking me for money. Like,
how you're so poor. So you gave her money.
Right? God damn.
You're the worst sex worker,
I
Gina.
Really am.
That's hilarious. All right. So first story here. It says, I had a guy whose fetish was getting scammed. So he paid me.
That's a lot good of fetish.
Come on,
Steph.
Come on through, buddy.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that's a good
every
one.
Every time one of those like scammers call, like your Amazon has been hacked, he's like, ooh.
I know,
yeah,
right?
More? I'm half hard.
He gets off. Yeah, so they wrote, so he paid me $70 for a $25 pair of panties and then had me send him a video of telling him how dumb he was for falling for my scam.
Oh, he likes humiliation.
Yeah. And then
he must be like
so
a
specific,
boss at work or something.
Right?
That's true.
Because it's usually like someone who's in control at work or like a high powered position where like they tell everyone what to do. They want to get
they wanna
treated
get
like shit, basically.
Here.
Yeah. And then they continued. Another guy liked video chatting with me and just having my camera face my wall while I did work, and I'd ignore him while he sent me messages about how sexy I was.
That is the easiest come through. What
so
the
easy.
Right?
What? I know. I want all those ones that are like, what are they called? Something pig?
Pay pigs?
Pay pigs, yes.
What is that?
You just be like, give me $100. You don't like, and they're
no
just
questions.
Like, okay. Like, it gets them hard to just give you $100.
There's not enough of those in the world.
Where do
we find these people?
Yeah. I've seen videos on like TikTok and Twitter where like the woman would open the door and he's just on his knees, just money, like, please take my money. She's like, you filthy animal, just slams the door on him.
My friend had a slave for a while.
Oh.
Like, where they want to be slaves, right? So they have, like, they have a collar for them. And this is not kink shaming at all. I just thought it was really fascinating because, like, she just casually had a slave, and he was not allowed, like, he would make her not let him walk on two legs, like, so he had to crawl everywhere. He also, like, had to do whatever she said, even if it was like, you're not allowed to contact me. That was her, his punishment was like, take your collar off. Like, wow. Was his punishment for doing something bad. And he would, like, just do her laundry naked, like, have to do, like, a bunch of her chores. Like, basically, she had, like, a maid.
Yeah.
And
for free. A maid that paid her.
Yeah.
to be the maid.
And begged to, like, clean and stuff.
Interesting.
Fulfill her wishes. Yeah.
All right. Come for that, too. What the heck?
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business, y'all. Yeah. Why are we doing a podcast?
It kind of reminds me of that one chick from Euphoria. Euphoria?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how she just became
like
a dom, but like a video cam dom. So she would just have people, like, talk shit to people and then they'd have to, like, send her money.
Yeah. Like, Kat.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think her name is Kat. Mm-hmm. So interesting. It's fascinating.
I don't think, though, in reality, I could do it because I just can't be around degenerate men. I'm like so disgusted by men on a, like, a normal level that if I have to deal with like the shitty ones like that, I'm like, I am a kink shamer.
I don't know if it's shitty though.
Like, shitty. They might be like very, some of them might be like really powerful.
There's something wrong with them. Yeah. I mean, obviously there's something wrong with them. Some fulfillment. Not down.
Everyone
has something wrong with them. I think this is just the way they cope with the thing that they have.
But I'm still not down.
I really wanted both of them to come on the podcast, but he's not her slave anymore, and also he has to be anonymous because he has like an actual high powered job.
So interesting. How would we have an anonymous guest here?
I know, right?
Like, with a mask and a voice changer.
Like, he has to because has the collar on.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
All right, next one. My friend is an escort. She had a regular who would want her to sit in a robe and slippers while chain smoking cigarettes. Oddly, he didn't ever want to have sex with her. He just wanted her sitting in his company that way.
That's like mommy issues.
This is the easiest
one. That's really weird. That would you start a nicotine addiction for thousands of dollars?
I know. How much would you get off?
You have to already be a smoker.
Yeah.
How much would you guys charge for this?
Huh. Yeah, since I don't smoke, like, that would be pretty hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to smoke. I'm a former smoker, but I've quit to where now smoking, that'd be hard to, kind of grosses me out. So I'm like, ugh.
Well, back when you were a smoker, how
when
much
I
do you
was
think?
A smoker, shit. Just buy my cigarettes.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Wow.
For free. You'll do it for free.
That's a strong addiction.
God, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Jesus. They have those fake vape cigarettes for Nikki that you're inhaling lavender.
Yeah. Ooh, I have. I actually tried one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had the monk or something.
Yeah, monk. But then I was reading that, like, it's not healthy to inhale essential oils either. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I just won't do anything.
Let's I don't think we should be inhaling anything but air.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah. So how much?
$5,000
per session.
For one time.
I just like don't care.
Yeah,
you'd probably be puking because you're
exactly
like, not a smoker.
I have to try not to puke.
If he wants you to chain smoke,
maybe those Sweet Dream cigarettes. I did those a couple times. They're like vanilla or chocolate flavored, whatever.
What
I think they're
like
they're probably getting banned because
it
gets kids addicted to cigarettes for sure.
So it has tobacco in it.
Yeah, it's like it's a real cigarette, but it just tastes like vanilla
that is dangerous.
We didn't have vapes when I was growing up, so that was like the closest thing to like a flavored something. That and cloves.
What about you, Gina?
A former smoker Gina, probably like $1,000, like that chick. But now, like, quitting smoking Gina, a lot, like Jess said.
Because you, with like, by the time you quit smoking as a smoker, I smoked for like 14 years.
That's
or
priceless.
Something like no, it's not worth
it.
It's priceless. Not really worth any amount of money.
The amount to get off of it is so hard.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a smoker at all. I mean, like,
I saw you take a drag off a cigarette at a strip club.
I only take a drag and that's it. I've never actually...
And you always go, whoa, I'm dizzy.
Yeah, because I'm not a smoker.
Whoa, so, that hit me hard.
Exactly, girl. So I'm not a smoker. So chain smoking cigarettes, I would for sure fucking vomit.
Yeah.
So for me, it would have to be a high rate in a short amount of time. Too.
Yeah, a short amount of time and high rate. I think I was a smoker in a past life, though, because whenever I get stressed out, I imagine myself smoking cigarettes.
Oh.
But when I actually try to smoke
them. Just because you projected like the stress relieving.
Yeah.
But it's not stress relieving.
Well, it forces
to smoke.
You to take deep breaths.
Yeah.
Because I do I used to smoke hookah, and that was really relaxing because it forced me to take deep breaths, which I don't normally do. I think I have normal shallow breaths, and
I have pretty shallow
get stressed out easily.
Yeah.
So.
I thought you were gonna say that past life you were a smoker because whenever you get stressed out, you start talking like this. This is how you talk to people.
Do they still do those things?
I
was addicted for 20 years.
Dang. All right, next one. Someone I will never forget is the blood fetish guy.
Oh.
He made a small cut on his arm and let the blood drip onto his penis, then gave himself a handjob with it. I just had to watch and say dirty stuff to him.
It's pretty hot.
I thought he was going to eat it or force her to eat it, like Army Hammer or something like that.
Yeah, same.
But cannibal blood style. Gets sticky. And that doesn't feel good to, like,
it just dries. Yeah.
Maybe that's how
like,
much
I imagine
blood
he's,
has.
Like, jacking off and it, like, maybe one thrust, it's wet, and then it's just dry all of a sudden, and then it's tacky.
Right?
Or what if he's constantly wetting it with him jerking off because
so
of how deep the gadget.
Like, a shit ton of blood loss.
Yes, a lot of blood. Because, like, have you ever had sex on your period and gets over it, and, like, after a while it gets sticky, and your body kind of sticks together because of the blood? It doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
Mm-mm. I used to be the, like, I remember, like, I was the girl, me and my ex used to have, like, this is the most Angelina Jolie bullshit. The vial of blood of each other's blood around.
No, that's so. That's actually not Angelina Jolie. That's fucking Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. They do that.
Oh, really?
Really?
But Angelina
Jolie.
Billy Joe Thornton.
Yeah.
But she did have some weird
Billy
thing
Bob
with her
Thornton.
Then.
She kissed her brother or something on the lips
Billy
or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Interesting. So how did you guys even do that? Like, where'd you get
where'd
the
you
vials
get the
or what?
Blood from? Where'd
we're,
you...
we're so edgy. Like, you cut your finger and then, like, there's the vials and then...
You sat there and fucking dripped into it.
Mm-hmm. Like what we had to do for our fertility test.
Yeah,
but now I don't even want to... Like, now after you guys told me about the fertility test, I don't even want to do that. What the hell?
You scared?
Yeah.
It did
it's
hurt
just a little prick.
I mean, mine was like bruised for 2 weeks.
See?
Yeah.
She's not helping.
A bruise on my finger. I didn't think you could bruise
there. For like 3 days. It just depends on how fast you heal.
Yeah. She's not helping. But yeah, in the vial that you can buy, they have like this chemical inside of it that preserves the blood from rotting. And then you just wear it on your
neck. So it stays, does it like stay red?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like a dark red.
It doesn't coagulate.
Coagulate. Yeah.
I can't even handle when like I smash a mosquito and my own blood splatters out.
Well, yeah. I'm just thinking that it's not my blood. I'm like, I just got HIV from someone else's blood.
No.
I'm like, mosquitoes are carrying HIV and it's all over me now.
Yeah, what if it's not my blood?
Yeah.
Ew.
Because if it just lands and you see it and you smash it, the blood is probably someone else's blood.
Ew, Jess, you ruined everything.
Or like a dog
me.
Or like a cow or something fucking.
She lives near cows.
Right? Oh my God, I can totally make money. Like if there's a kink out there that wants my blood, I get nosebleeds every summer.
Oh my God, you do.
I can fill up jugs if you guys want to buy
my
blood.
God.
I have so many memories of Gina with tissue stuffed up her nose and I don't even see her that often.
That's true.
It's like Bart's nose is always bleeding. Is that an Asian thing to have common nosebleeds?
No,
not my
know.
Family.
I don't think so, because Casey never gets them. I don't think so.
The only people
but
I know.
That wouldn't weird you out though, like having someone have like your DNA like that. I don't know.
What?
I mean, what are they going to do with it? They're not going to, like, what? Like,
ooh,
they're not going to have, like, a DNA lab.
Conspiracy Tiff showed up.
Hey,
what?
Yeah.
They're going to clone
what's up
me.
With the, what's up with the having your DNA thing?
I mean,
put
obviously,
out a crime
I don't,
scene.
Obviously, I don't care about
true.
It that much because I did the DNA test.
Yeah.
So there's my DNA's in some freaking lab somewhere. But I don't know, like, if someone's buying it off of me. That would make me feel weird.
They can't
like,
do
what are you trying
with
to?
It.
What are you trying? How do you know?
I mean, if they're gonna clone me and make another one of me, that's their problem now.
They're gonna murder someone and put your blood on the crime scene.
Oh, that's true. But then I can always be like, no, dude.
Look at the receipts. They bought that blood from me.
It's a little tiny, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think about that too with like selling used underwear or socks. I'm like, my skin cells are on there. It's just
oh, I
gross.
Never thought about that.
It's just
I'm
gross.
I'm pretty sure
like,
DNA
why?
Like degrades or something. I don't know. I just don't see that being a
yeah. I mean,
because you can't even sneeze on a crime scene and then they freak out. You
true.
Know, like, I don't
yeah.
know.
If my blood were to be put in a crime scene, they would test it and find like
Cheeto dust
blood
in there.
Blood or like, oh, right? Or like mucus or like snot in there, and I just tell the cops like, dude, it came from my nose, I'm selling it. They're like, oh, there is boogers in there.
Oh yeah, yeah. See my business. Do you want to buy a vial?
Yeah.
What,
I think these
with my
guys
nostril?
Want they don't want to just buy vials of blood. They want you to be there like bleeding on them.
They can just dump it on themselves and jack off.
There we go.
Your start a line.
If you're a blood...
Gina's nose blood line.
Yeah,
if you're that girl sold
freak,
her bathwater.
Yeah. If you're a blood freak, let us know if you would actually buy vials of it or if you want it live.
True.
I feel like they want it live.
And also, show. How much would you charge?
For your
dude, like,
DNA.
Fucking imagine this much.
$1,000.
Like $1,000 for this much? Dude, I can fulfill that in like fucking...
They could just go to a fucking blood bank or
but
something.
It's me.
But they want
true.
It from the person.
Yeah.
It's me. You guys want some degenerate blood?
No, and they'll definitely analyze it too, because remember that bathwater chick? They actually analyzed the water to see if there was any human skin cells in it, and they were like, see, She lied.
It was fake.
Creepy. There's no human skin skeleton.
Why would she even fake that? Because it's the easiest thing. Just fucking sit in your bath and you know. Why would you even
But
fake
why
that?
Because would she probably thinks do the same thing as me. Fake it.
Where it's like, why do you want your DNA out there with people?
No integrity.
It's
in your
like
art.
In Orange is the New Black where they were selling prison panties, but then the person they were the go-to guy figured out how to create the scent. Mm-hmm. Oh. So then he was creating it on his own.
If you could not sit in a bathtub and sell fake water, that's way easier.
True. All right, next one. My girlfriend used to work as a phone sex operator. The other workers for the line used a message board where they would talk about clients and maybe recommend them to one another. She said the weirdest call she got was from a guy whose fantasy was to be a chicken. However, she was supposed to trick him into cooking him. She said the phone calls would usually go on about how he was a dirty chicken and would need a bath, but then she would turn the heat up and casually add ingredients under false pretenses.
How?
I can't handle that one.
I just want to know where in life...
You're a dirty chicken. You need a bath. Get in here. Right? It's nice and warm.
He wants to be boiled like a frog so where he doesn't know.
I guess.
Slow boil to death.
She's slowly chopping carrots. Like, you like that?
Yeah.
You fucking chicken.
Where the fuck does that stem from?
Right? I want to know where, at what point in your life that something went crazy.
And turned you on.
And turned you on about being a chicken.
Or like there was sex right after you saw a chicken being boiled or something. Like, right? Because then, I forgot where I read this or heard this, but there was... I remember hearing about a story where there was this guy who was into, goddamn, I really can't remember it, which I'm ruining the whole fucking story. But the point is, it was a really odd fetish. And the way that he became, this became a fetish for him was because where the very first time that he experienced this odd thing, which I don't even want to make it up because I forgot what it was. Right after that happened, that's when he had his first sexual experience. So he linked it.
Oh.
So
interesting.
That's why I'm thinking like
this guy lost his virginity after he had Sunday dinner when his mom cooked a chicken or something.
The parents were arguing.
Something. He lost his virginity in the back barn.
Yeah.
Before I knew what sex was, where you just have feelings, like when you're a kid, when you're developing and you don't know why, what these feelings are or where to put them, I would have weird fetishes. I think I talked about one before with the Five Will Goes West thing, where he got rolled up in a burrito.
Burrito girl.
Yeah, the burrito. Yeah, and then I would roll myself up in things because I just wanted that feeling of not being in control. And yeah, I remember that scene, and it would turn me on, but I didn't know that's what it was because I was a kid, so I didn't know. That's
so you're
what
just
that
like 8
was.
Years old rolling yourself
yeah,
up
Yeah, I just
blankets.
Had this fetish of being rolled up. Or if I was in the pool, I would I would hold my bathing suit straps because it was a one piece. And I would hold myself up against the wall, as if someone was holding me up against the wall and I couldn't go anywhere. And
when
I'd see people get duct taped to walls, I really just wanted to be completely not able to use my arms. And then there was also this book that my mom used to read. It was this book about bunny, the main character was a bunny, right? And
men. Tell me about the rats. George.
It was a child's book, but he was a regular bunny. And then his older sister bunnies dressed him up like a baby and made him drink a baby bottle. And we're like, you're a little baby. He's like, no, I'm not. And that turned me on. And I would I was at a babysitter's house with a bunch of other kids. And I would always want to be the baby and make them treat me like a baby and make me drink a bottle, even though I'm way older than that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I had I can get the line of thinking
right.
for these weird fetishes, but it was before I actually had sex and
right.
was it adults having sex?
Because you had no idea what you were
I didn't know why I was feeling that way from reading those books or from.
They have a blanket that looks like a tortilla, and I'm just going to send it to you.
I have that blanket.
Yeah, trying to flirt, Gina?
Yeah, right? This is for my little burrito girl. Wrap yourself up. Have fun. Just go nuts.
I'm in it, and I'm okay, Steve.
Right?
That's so
okay,
funny.
Baby.
He's going to text me pissed. Gina, what the fuck?
Or you're roll me up, baby. Roll me up.
Yeah, right?
Tell me I'm a burrito. I'm your chalupa.
So when you were a kid, did fruit roll-ups turn you on?
No.
Oh, my God.
She's wrapping her gummy worms.
Yeah, right.
Bears in a fruit roll.
That's a different food. Yeah. It's a different food item.
It's not her body.
Yeah,
it's not my preference. Not my.
It's so funny. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying too. Because I remember climbing in the jungle gym and feeling trying climbing up the pole and rubbing myself up against the pole and not knowing why, but it felt good and I would just do it. But I'm like, But I didn't even realize it was something sexual until like way later that I was like, oh shit, this sexual feeling is the same feeling I got from that pole when I was in fucking kindergarten.
Exactly. But, you'll connect the dots to like way later.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was another one where I watched cartoons where the dog would get, the dog got kicked, like the dog was trying to like sneak into, it was like a, one of those Bugs Bunny cartoons, and the dog kept trying to sneak in and he like got kicked in the butt out, and I would make, like I would have people like kick me in the butt.
Okay, wow.
Really turned me on.
That's so funny. Strangest person. Jesus Christ. Well, if you're ever, if you ever want a burrito delivered to you because it turns you on.
Or a quesarito.
Right?
From Taco Bell.
And it turns you on for some reason. You have DoorDash.
Yay. Chipotle.
Chipotle. Mm. DoorDash is a food delivery app, and it connects you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door. And now you can get the grocery essentials you need too with DoorDash. Get drinks, snacks, tortillas, and other household items delivered in under an hour. Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want from where you want, and your items will be left safely outside your door with a contactless delivery drop-off setting. You don't even have to talk to them. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and the Cheesecake Factory. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code MOOD. That's $25 off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code MOOD. Don't forget, once again, that's MOOD, code MOOD, for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
And while you're eating that food, you want to be munching down with some straight teeth, right?
Yeah.
That's where our next sponsor comes
Wrap
in.
Wrap your teeth in some clear aligners.
Some clear aligners. So shout outs to Candid. So thousands of people have used Candid, the clear, comfortable, removable, and practically invisible aligners that help straighten your teeth. And now they love their smile because they're not having that middle brace face, having to deal with all those wires. You can't remove them when you eat. You get food stuck in them. You have to actually go into the office every time you want to get them adjusted or to continue your treatment. You constantly have to drive out there, wait in line or whatever. You have to wait for your appointment, sit in the chair, go through that painful experience. It's not fun. But with Candid, you can avoid all of that because your treatment can be done straight from your home. Like, you never have to leave your house. Your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You'll have the same quality of care you'd get from an in-office orthodontist from the comfort and convenience of your own home. And while other companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. So you never have to wonder, and by the way, you from the very beginning of your treatment plan to the end, you're always with the same orthodontist. So you'll never have to wonder how you're doing. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then, and it costs thousands of dollars less than traditional braces. So become your best you. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, you can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Go to candidco.com/mood and use code MOOD. That's candidco.com/mood, code MOOD. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. candidco.com/mood, code MOOD.
Yay, straight teeth.
Straight teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what's up next in this very fun listicle.
This.
It's super fun.
These are
fun.
Better than I was expecting.
Yeah.
That chicken went through me for a
minute. Yeah, right?
I didn't know where it was going.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the next one. It says, I used to sell my used socks for a pretty penny.
See?
Yeah, a lot of people do it. They wanted nasty, disgusting, worn these same socks for 2 weeks while doing outdoor activities in the burning hot sun type of socks.
Ew.
I always included a list of the things I did while wearing the socks, like mowed the grass, went out for a run for 4 days in a week, played roller derby, walked on the beach, went to Zumba classes, etc.
Dude, so yeah, that guy that offered to buy my socks off me, he said if I wasn't willing to sell them to him, if I could just describe how they smell or describe like what I was doing in them.
Did you pay for that? Did you get a rate?
I didn't ask. And I actually, he doesn't even know I saw it until unless he listens to this.
Oh. Well, now he knows.
Now he knows.
My only concern about this is I know she's probably just like putting the socks on, doing some activity, getting kind of sweaty, taking them off and probably showering or something. But even still, just having like your foot exposed to like something that dirty over and over and over for 2 weeks, like she's going to get a toenail fungus or something.
Oh my God.
I was thinking the exact same thing when I read that one, because I was just like, wouldn't you have some sort of like hygiene, healthy, like health repercussions out of doing this? Because all that bacteria growth and like your shoes must be fucking crazy. So I'm like, yeah. What's going on?
For it to smell that bad, it has to be full of fucking bacteria.
He'll probably pay extra for the fungus.
Oof. Yeah. I never thought of that.
Then you got to go through a whole treatment. You got to take these antifungal pills to get your toes back in order.
Oh, geez. No. It's a whole disorder.
Anyway, moving on.
I would just take my husband's socks because they, he one day.
But they're too big.
He showers. Right? I know. Wear my socks for a day, honey.
She's
got them on like this much of his foot. Because he sweats so much. Because he's so hygienic. Sometimes he takes 2 showers a day, but he sweats a lot. So his socks are everywhere. And
oh, dude.
I just imagine you sending, you send Steve socks. I wore these. It's huge. He's like, damn, this bitch got stompers.
God damn. Like, I didn't know you were size 12.
Yeah.
He's 13.
That's massive.
13.
Yeah. Damn.
That was a pretty good guess, though.
Yeah, it was.
All right, next one. My boyfriend used to be a sex worker, and he once got a woman who said she'd pay him to just lay his head across her lap and let her play with his hair for a few hours.
That sounds like Gina. Was that Gina?
He did so.
You do and that after, all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I love doing that. I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I have plenty of people who would want to do it, but it's just...
Well, what if you didn't?
Oh, God, right? No, it's not a kink for me. It doesn't turn me on.
No, but this one's kind of like...
It's kind of sweet.
It's sweet, but also kind of sad. So they write... She said that her husband had recently died and they used to do that. She didn't ask for anything more and my boyfriend just decided to let her keep the money.
That's so like sad. Those conscious cuddling things. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Japan?
Yeah. Or like there's other, I don't know, wherever hippie white people are, they do it too.
I couldn't do it with another guy. Like if that was like a thing that we had and like he passed, like it would just remind me too much of him. And
I think that's what she wants, though. Like she wants to close her eyes and pretend her husband is true.
Yeah, doing I couldn't, knowing that it's not real.
But he would smell different. Make me so and sad. It would all be different.
Exactly.
Yeah. I saw on Reddit the sex worker was like, this guy hired me to come and just sit on his kitchen, sit in the dining room, and he made me food, like a full course meal. And just wanted to eat with me because he said his wife had just passed away and he used to always cook for her and just wanted to do it again.
It was so heartbreaking.
You know? Yeah. Remember the girl that I told you about in San Francisco, the sex worker buddy that I have? She said, like, you know, a lot of times they don't want to have sex. Like, she got paid thousands to just sit around and watch Game of Thrones with one guy.
Wow.
Just because they want company.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. That's mostly sex work is
companionship.
The intimate... needs. I mean, that's the needs.
Chill side of it.
Yeah,
because there's still a lot of girls fucking a lot of nasty motherfuckers. So,
well, that's what she said. She's like, because she was more like the high end. She's like, I get to choose who I want to sleep with. Like, I'm not sleeping with gross dudes. And I was like, oh, you know what? I never thought of that. You get to say no whenever you want to and yes to whoever. And she sent me a picture of one of the guys. I was like, holy shit, like, he's actually attractive.
Gina's friend.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. Dang it. She's never going to live that down because of you.
That's funny.
The comments, dude. It's so stupid.
I'm so curious. Does she have a pimp or, like, how does that work?
No, she works on her own. She's one of those, like, high-end escorts.
How do you get to become a high-end?
Without being with an agency.
Can we interview this chick?
I've been wanting to get her to come, but then, like, she just, like, well, before quarantine, she was busy developing an app. And then she lives all the way up in NorCal too, and she's just busy. And now she's on like this spiritual enlightenment. Like, she gave me a reading the other day. She's like, your spiritual self is here. I was like, wow, this is very interesting.
So I don't is even it know if sometimes she... not there, right? Is it mostly not there?
She's like, usually you're dead inside. Right? But I think a soul. Oh, she's here today.
She showed up.
She's like, do you see it? I'm like, no.
She's saying it was separate from your body.
Yeah, imagine like your higher spirit coming to talk to you. What is she saying? And then for some reason I saw like a blonde, most Karen looking person ever. I'm like,
oh, it was me.
Jess.
You saw me? Am I your spirit animal?
Probably.
Thank you.
Probably.
Thank you. I like to do a reading together.
I like to think your spirit self is just as late as you and like sometimes doesn't show up and like sleeps in.
That's why she said, oh, she's here now.
She had a stream all night and then she was sleeping for 4 days.
Your soul is just like always a few days behind you.
She shows up like dusting off her Cheetos.
I'm here.
I'm all right.
So I'm on Adderall.
All All right, next one. I dated a porn star and did her videography. She had one client who ordered a custom video that was just her doing karate moves in workout clothes. I'll tell you, when I first started shooting slash editing porn, never did I think the toughest part of my job would be finding different karate sound effects that blended together while keeping enough variation for it to be interesting.
Why am I imagining like shitty Chinese, like old men?
Yeah.
Nice. Get it? Jean-Claude Van Damme sounds.
There's like 37 variations of.
Yeah.
God, ridiculous.
I know, but that's kind of funny too. Like, I wonder what she was doing, and like, was she in a very sexual gi, or like, what was right? it happening?
A very sexual gi,
like not an tied open all the way. Gi? Yeah, I picture Uma Thurman.
Ah, yeah.
True. And like Kill Bill.
Yeah,
interesting.
There's a nerd for everything.
Yeah.
All right. I had a guy with a foot fetish, but he liked me to stand on his face and not wear socks the day before, so my feet were stinky. If they were dirty, even better. He also liked to buy me shoes, which were all ugly, but hey, he paid me to wear them, so I would.
Oh, there was this girl that we knew. So my girlfriend, she used to date this really rich guy, and I remember her telling us, like, yeah, he doesn't allow me to have anything else but heels, and I'm allowed one pair of sneakers to work out in. And his fetish was like pointy toed heels. It was always closed toe, and then since he was rich, it was always like expensive heels.
To get nice
heels.
And sweaty in there.
Yeah, it was closed toe. Yeah, it was always like nice Jimmy Choo heels. And she's like, I wasn't allowed to have any other shoes on any other time unless I'm working out. And then so when they broke up, he started dating a girl that looked exactly like her, and we started seeing like pictures of her in like pointy heels, and it was always like walking on sand in the beach, like even hiking in like or in the dirt
with heels.
Not hiking, but like in pictures. In the forest with like heels on, it was always pointy toed heels, and she was like,
"Her feet are gonna be fucked up."
Yeah, my friend was like, "My feet got fucked up being with this guy for years. Yeah,
your toes are permanently like this,
just like that.
Need like a surgery,
right?"
Yeah, you know, I hear about women who get used to only wearing high heels. Like there was this one girl actually that I met when in South Korea. She only could wear shoes that had a heel on it, because if she wore flat shoes, mm-hmm. her feet weren't accustomed to being like flat on the floor, so it would actually be painful for her.
Oh,
I'm the complete opposite.
Same.
Yeah, I don't wear heels unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I can only do chunky heels now. Yeah. I can't do like those skinny heels anymore. I can't. It hurts my
ears. I still haven't gotten rid of all my shoes from my 20s just because, like, in my head, I'm like, what if I have to go out somewhere?
Yeah, me too, actually.
I never pick those if I go out. Yeah, they're like so big.
If I had to try, I mean, maybe I'm just not as motivated, but yeah, like when I was in my 20s, I would definitely power through. I just don't think I can.
It definitely
anymore.
Makes your legs look good, but it
makes
not
your
worth
butt
it.
Stick out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have to try that hard anymore.
The way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still want to do our thing where we go clubbing and dressed up as grandmas.
I want to do that too.
That looks so fun.
Yeah. So fun.
Let's do it. I know I'm so like envious of the girls from, well, I guess not this past year because everything was closed, but in the past, like, last year, how everywhere the attire for going out to go to clubs was like boots or like sneakers, super comfy clothes where it wasn't like super mini skirts like what we had to wear back in the day, or being freezing cold
bodycon dresses.
Yeah,
when we went out for Jess's birthday, which was in 2019, like the very last, that was the last time I ever went out anywhere.
But we were at a gay club.
Yeah, but I wore tennis shoes. Those dad shoes were in style,
the
tennis shoes,
the
the thick,
those chunky
feelers.
Ugly.
Yeah,
I think one of my
and
most,
I wore that with a dress.
The one of my most enlightened moments in my life was when, because you guys know how like I worked in nightlife in my 20s the whole time, and like you always have to show up and look pretty and like heels and everything, because well, one, I used to work there, so I had to like be pretty and wear heels. But then I remember one year I went to Vegas with my friends, and you know in Vegas all the girls want to dress up and shit. I had a moment of enlightenment where I'm like, I don't have to wear heels, I can still wear like a boob-tastic top, shorts, and like combat boots if I wanted to.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh my god, this is life changing.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I still look great, and now I'm comfortable.
As long as your tits are out, the guys won't care what's
exactly. I was like, why the fuck did I get so many heels for no reason? No one gives a fuck.
No.
That's so true.
Okay, next. I was a dom, and one guy's wife had died, and he needed someone to just talk about his grief with. And as someone who lost a partner, I could relate. If the club had not let me charge for his services, I for sure wouldn't have charged him. He used to bring me gifts, and from time to time, he wanted me to be his wife because I look like her.
Aww.
Oh, so she worked at a strip club And she's got a talker customer.
Yeah. She was a dom.
That's a sad one. Club.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I can't make fun of that one.
Yeah. That was pretty sad.
Oh, more chicken guys.
Yeah. The chicken guys.
All right. This next one. Oh, this one's odd. My friend was friends with a sex worker. One of her clients would buy her cheese and she would chew it up and spit it on his naked body while he masturbated. It was a different cheese each time.
I was going to say what kind of cheese.
Is that tied in with a foot fetish? Because feet kind of smell like cheese, or cheese kind of smells like feet.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like you're vomiting if you're chewing up cheese and spitting it out.
That one's on another level.
Was it at least like nice cheese, or were we talking like cheese whiz in a can?
Or like the Kraft American singles,
right?
The like rubbery plastic orange cheese.
The mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. I guarantee you it's like aged fucking Parmesan, right? Cheddar.
Ooh,
or
blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Ooh. Or the cotija.
Limburger.
Ooh. I like cotija.
That smells like, that's the one that smells
that
like
one
feet,
smells
right?
like feet, yeah.
Ricotta
yeah,
I would do be that okay, one. I think. Ricotta's pretty mild.
It just reminds me of throw up. The consistency, oh, yeah. I'm just like
chewing up. Well, chewing up easy. Is spitting out anything, yeah. I guess.
But ricotta already is like,
bleh. What?
It's like vomit texture.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It goes in lasagna.
It is kind of chunky.
It's like
you've
mush,
only
it's
had
like
it
mushy.
In lasagna.
Yeah,
it's not like that on everything.
It's not like it's not always mushy.
No,
white people love ricotta cheese.
Mm. Yes, we do, yeah. Gina.
They really do. I learned from a white girl. I learned from a white girl.
It's mild. Yeah. That's why it's not so stinky.
All right, well, you know what else isn't stinky? If
your
you
armpits.
Use it, right? We got a native in the house
if
sending
your fetish
us.
Is delicious smelling armpits, boy, have we got something
there
for you.
There are people who have an armpit fetish.
Yep.
Well, we got some fresh scents for them there from native. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're about stopping the stink the right way, though. That's the Native difference. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but have you tried their body wash, toothpaste, or their brand new mineral-based sunscreen? I have, and it's fantastic. Yes, Native now has a broad-based SPF 30 sunscreen for your face and body. There's two separate ones. It's lightweight, absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple if you want to have that summer smell. Everyone, I almost called you a bitch, but I won't go there. Okay. Native's on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine by putting the care in self-care with products carefully made to work against odor that are made with simple ingredients and smell great. You got coconut vanilla, you got citrus and herbal musk, you got lavender and rose, and so much more. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. Mix and match three of your favorite scents. Keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Look at you go, all prepared. Stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedo.com/bigmoodgirls or use promo code bigmoodgirls at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedo.com/bigmoodgirls or use promo code bigmoodgirls at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Our next sponsor is Billy, and you guys, I love this razor. I've thrown away, I don't think we're allowed to say competitor names, but I've thrown away my others that I used to get, and I used to get the sensitive skin ones because I've always had like the razor burn and like just issues.
I've got
this shitty white skin, okay? This Irish skin that no one wants. It's shitty. It's just all blah. So I always have to get the sensitive skin, this or that stuff, and then but the Billy razor, no problems at
it's
all.
So
I mean,
smooth.
My legs are still very smooth.
You can't be showing
right
that
now.
For free. Stop.
My legs
I
are
used
very
Billy
smooth.
Yes, last night.
It's
yeah.
very sharp. Like yeah, the blades are actually sharp.
It gets
the way
close to
the
your skin.
Other brands have been selling us dull razors.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I didn't realize it until I tried the Billy razor, and it's only $9, guys. If you're gonna try any of our sponsors, try the Billy razor.
Yes.
You're not gonna regret
and
it.
And it has this little magnet. Stick them
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you stick it to your wall, and then there's a magnet
like a
that
shower
holds it there.
Holder
yeah,
thing.
It holds
and
it.
It's
yeah.
so much prettier than the suction cup thingy.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
because that
razor.
Suction
yeah.
cup thingy gets all ugly and gross.
Yeah.
yeah.
So this one's Ugh. Cute. Yeah, go to mybilly.com to meet the razor that made everyone start talking about razors. I believe it. This
yeah.
razor actually, to me, feels different. To express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/mood. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping always. Go to mybilly.com/mood, spelled my and then BILLIE.com/mood.
Oh yeah, and I don't laser, so like that area, the down there area, it's like I didn't get any ingrown hairs or any bumps or anything. It's a really smooth shave.
Yeah, it's just sharp.
It's a really good razor.
Alrighty, what else do we have on deck with these weirdos?
Okay. Stop shaming Jessica.
I am a 100% kink shamer.
Come
after me.
Give me your kink, I'll shame it.
Yeah. I don't have any, that's why I'm a shamer.
All right, well,
but you're the vanilla sex girl.
Yeah.
No, Jess is going to love this one.
I'm the vanilla one.
Oh, what's this
one? Is Jess's favorite, okay, everyone? It's Jess's favorite.
I love it. I'm ready.
A client wanted me to send them foot shavings.
Shavings.
Like,
how do you
ped
foot shave?
It says, like, Ped egg Parmesan foot shavings. Oh, I figured I'm not using them. Why not?
Oh,
like when you like, yeah, there's like the, you know, like the ped eggs.
Yeah,
because I have the ped egg, but too. I never use it. I like the pumice better. But that stuff, like, it literally just leaves shavings inside of the egg.
Oh my
egg.
God, you should go work. The guy that has this fetish should go work at a, go do pedicures. Because they even pull out a drill and just start drilling away at your feet.
I would it's be terrible. My feet are soft as shit. I wouldn't be able to provide anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a problem.
Princess feet.
I got a little that I could get rid of, but not a lot.
Again, I would just sell Steve's.
Yeah, right. Just give him a fucking pedicure. Yeah. It'd probably smell nice and rain too. You'd probably get a return.
He's very clean.
Yo, this should be a side hustle for like all
just
the nail salons.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, companies should make use of even
their
as
waste?
Much of their waste as they can. Yeah,
I don't know if there's a lot of demand. This one guy's getting a lot of shavings,
right? He's gonna be drowning in it.
Oh my god, he'll be
drowning.
Swimming in a whole swimming pool.
He could fill the whole room.
I pictured that Scrooge McDuck.
Oh yeah,
where he jumped in the coins with foot shavings.
Have you guys seen those foot conditions?
Salivating from like almost vomit.
Yeah, right. Have you seen those foot?
Told you it'd be your favorite.
There's like a foot condition where like their heel or foot or whatever develops very thick.
Yeah.
Extremely thick, where they have to like, have you guys people seen like people like shaving soap bars?
Yeah.
So imagine that. Like
damn.
It's
like
so
the curls?
Thick.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
Like a lot. Like whoever has that foot would make a killing in this.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's like medical, right? Yeah.
Ouch.
For medicine or
it
something
hurts
causes
me
your
thinking of that.
Ugh.
For some reason.
They probably in their ancestors walked barefoot across mountains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They had to crazy. Develop their genes.
They genetically
to make
evolved
up for
to like,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. All right, next one. I was a cam girl and I've got tons of stories. One of the weirdest was a short skit that was very specific and clearly half a scenario. For example, me nodding at specific timestamps, pointing to my left boob, smiling at specific timestamps, then saying goodbye in a really cryptic way. I asked the buyer.
He was getting her to do shit so he could edit
it. Narrate his own voice. Like, do you like that? And she's like, mm-hmm. Like, ooh, yeah. How much do you like
he has
it?
He has a fucking Vanna White fetish for what is it?
Like pointing.
Yeah, like
Wheel of Fortune.
She's like pointing it. Oh yeah.
By a vowel.
I can't even imagine what that footage turned out.
I know, right? Mm. And then she says, I asked the buyer what it was for, and it turns out it was to act out a scene from an anime. I got $500, so I'm not complaining.
Oh god, I want to know which anime so bad.
Yeah.
I want to know so bad.
Yeah, which one did they point to their boob? To the left boob.
God, that's like all animes with women in it. Man.
All animes
know.
Point to the left boob.
Sexual.
That's part
don't
of
you know
it.
Anything
yeah.
about
culture?
I'm sorry. Excuse my ignorance. I'm sorry.
There's this one guy that emailed me back when I was like, I think it was like in my early 20s. He's like, I want to pay to have you blindfolded and I tickle your feet and you just laugh, but it's not sexual. I'm like, okay. Okay.
But it's not sexual. So
I could probably look it up right now. Hold on. Let me see if it's still like in
you
my
still
old
have
archives.
What oh made me God. Laugh harder was her response.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, buddy. Let me see. Tickle. Let me see if
oh,
I.
Oh, God.
If
that's
why
funny.
Did I don't know. I'm sorry. Guys are just dumb. They're so dumb.
Blind.
You're like, no, for sure.
Those
she'll believe me. It's not sexual.
Those kind of guys.
Tickle.
I swear it's not.
It's not.
I'm not weird.
Right? No, I gotta like it's gotta be somewhere.
But it's pretty ballsy though that they're ashamed enough to say it's not. Maybe it's not, but let's say it is. But they're not ashamed enough to just not even go through with even asking.
It's like damage controlling the possible response. Right?
Yeah.
How could that not be sexual? Like you just want to tickle. Like guys only want to tickle a girl and then they get boners. Like come on, every boyfriend I've had that tickled me immediately got a boner.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You've never gotten tickled by your boyfriend or your husband?
Yeah, but
they immediately
but not
get boners.
With a boner.
Yeah,
every
not time, with a boner. Every single guy in my entire life, maybe I attract that kind of guy. But every guy that's enjoyed for whatever reason tickling me, it wound up with a boner.
Dude, I'm actually
and I'm like, Jesus, here we go.
Well, you give good tickle laughs.
I guess.
Oh God.
How could you not get turned
maybe
on by
that? Maybe it's
because
I'm such a bitch normally that when they see me laughing, they're funny. Like, oh my God,
I made her happy.
I made
for
her
once.
Happy. Yeah, let's get it going.
Oh my
that's
God.
Funny,
that's funny,
but I shouldn't be judging because I realize I'm the tickler that gets turned on.
You
well,
are
I don't
what?
Get turned
what?
On. I don't
excuse
get turned on.
Excuse me?
Let me take it back. I don't get turned on. It's when I'm turned on, my way of telling my husband that I'm turned on is by tickling him, and I don't know why. It doesn't turn me on.
But it's you're just, already turned on.
You don't
I'm
know
already
to,
turned on, but that's my to, way of trying to initiate sex.
You don't know how to approach him other than going,
yeah, it's weird. It's a really
it's
weird.
It's like what we used to do in high school.
It's
like,
a weird thing that I've developed. Hmm. I wasn't like that before.
That couple that sits in the corner like, stop.
And this hasn't been a forever thing. Like, it just started
recently?
A few years ago.
Interesting.
I don't know why. So then, and then Casey hates getting tickled, so he's he actually got mad once where he was like, you need to stop tickling me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just, I don't know how to tell you that I want sex. Like, this is just what's happening.
I feel like
I don't
we
know.
Can work on like literally anything right? else.
You show a titty and he'll get the
yeah,
hint.
Yeah.
You can literally just say, hey, I want
just,
dick.
Just plop out the dogs. Yeah. Like,
leave
anything.
The man alone.
I know. It's so stupid and weird. I don't know. It's fucking weird. I don't know what happened to my brain. But yeah, I don't know why it's just
you're, like,
hard for me to just be
something.
Like, I could just touch his dick and make it happen. But like
8-year old boy. Like, yeah. Like throwing rocks
it
at
is.
The girl.
It's like I'm embarrassed or
yeah,
something.
Embarrassed.
I don't know why. I don't know. Like I said, it's a new thing that's
but we
developed.
We need therapy, so let's go.
Yeah. keep okay, next it. One. I once had both of my fists up someone's butt.
All right.
I got pain.
Okay. Come on.
But it's not sexual.
It's got... not sexual.
It's not. All right. Both okay.
not.
Guys.
I know, is it like side to side like that?
How do you get...
Or like that?
Oh, when God. You say, oh, stop. You stop. No.
But when you say a fist, that means the hands are
yeah.
closed, right?
Yeah. Like this?
Oh, like that?
Yeah, because if you have like this... That's a shake.
A shake?
Because shake it with both hands.
Right? Oh, a shake or shake?
A handshake.
Oh, yeah.
A colon
a
handshake?
A prayer. That's a prayer.
Oh, my God.
I was praying
inside
that.
This asshole. The Hail Mary.
Like, that's a fist with both hands, too.
Spraying on someone's ass. Oh, God. Okay, they continue. I got paid and it was fantastic. I felt like I was conducting a science experiment. Also, my client was quite attractive.
How
was
that
you find in
that's
there?
That's bullshit.
You're feeling
she
someone's colon?
She had her hands in someone's asshole where there's probably
it
shit.
It could have been a dude.
But two. Like,
could have been a guy.
By the time you get two up there, I feel like it is kind of a science experiment. One finger is like, ew.
That's true.
But like, two fists, I'm like, my
Yo,
wrists are.
I just thought of something.
Quit like this.
Ew. He's like, yes.
Like a glow stick.
I know. Are you raving at me? Like, what the fuck? She's doing figure eights. The Roots play in the background.
It's for science.
This just reminded me of a TikTok that I saw. And have you guys ever, I don't know if this is real, I gotta Google this, but have you guys heard of fisting tattoos?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so apparently, have you guys ever seen those tattoos of people just have like a line that goes
oh,
around?
No.
So
oh,
apparently, it's
up.
To mark how deep they've
no
ever gone.
Way.
I'm gonna look this up. If
no.
fisting tattoos
Gina,
are real.
Every time
you
say
it up.
You're gonna look up something.
I gotta look
you
up.
You
can
actually
shit.
See what you look up.
Fisting. God, my Google search just.
I thought people just liked getting stripes
yeah.
around their arm for some
Same.
Reason.
I've seen yeah. that up here. Does that mean
yeah.
that's how far you've
The tribal ones.
I mean, that would kill someone. Like, I don't believe that people are sticking that shit that far up their
like
ass.
Like this?
Like this much Ooh. Up your butt? So the first...
Doesn't
your butt have to, like, curve? Like,
right?
your shit's
yeah,
curved.
Yeah, your intestines.
I Googled...
I mean, there's, like, a mile of
navigating
shit curved. Like, you can't just go straight up someone's ass.
Okay, so I Googled fisting tattoo, okay? And then it says, why do people get their fisting records tattooed? It's a line on their arm. And it
that
says,
can't, I've
imagine
seen that on
you
way too many
trend
people.
And then everyone thinks you fisted
yeah.
someone.
I know. Right? I've seen that on way too many people. That's
no
got to be like some 4chan bullshit,
yeah.
like trolling
it
people
just
who
made
it.
I accidentally just saw a picture of a dude getting fisted. Okay.
Oh, okay. What does that look like?
No.
I've never seen it.
Don't send it over here.
Armband.
Please don't send
okay,
it over here.
Okay, that's another. Oh, you want to see the fisting or the tattoo?
I've never seen that. I don't know. I'm curious.
Oh,
nothing more than a penis should go in an asshole. I don't want
to. Okay. Okay.
How does that happen? Okay, fisting tattoos.
I just got traumatized.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Well, I asked for
it. It's like when they inseminate cows. Traumatic enough for me to see. I'm like, oh. What
do you think? Yeah. Okay, so here
they have gloves on for that.
Yeah.
While true, some people, the longest fucking gloves.
While some people might just like the look of the armband tattoos, others get them to let the world know they enjoy anal fisting. Or they also have these measurement things here. It's like a ruler on your arm.
A ruler tattooed on your forearm.
Yeah. And okay. Then see those black bands? This is the line that goes all the way
That's
around the arm.
That's just a trend, I thought.
You're just trying too hard at that point.
Right? Like, if I ever meet someone...
let everyone know, like...
If I meet someone wearing a tank top and their band is all the way up here, I'm gonna be very...
That's the tattoo equivalent of, like, smell my finger.
Yeah.
You know? Gross. Right?
I fingered some, you know, in high school.
Now I feel bad for people who have that tattoo, but for not fisting reasons, and they're just like, oh, well, fuck.
So they're like a fisting dom, and they got to show everyone how far they can get it up.
And like when you're in there, do you get a marker to mark it? So the next time you go to a tattoo artist, you're like, okay, they're right there. You
know? Plus, if I was like that, I would just lie.
Like, look how much I can take.
Yeah, look how cool I am. Like,
wait,
if I had to show the world how cool I am.
Wait, you're saying that's how much they can take? So they measure their own and tattoo
how
it?
How much they stuck up someone else's ass.
I think how much they stuck up someone else's.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So now I'm curious about those. Because now I realize I know a couple people that have
those
tattoos.
No, those are just trendy. I think those are just trendy.
I hope so, because I do not want to see this image inside it. Because I've known them
for
so long.
I can pray for them to be trans.
Way too many. Oh, God.
They have the lines line up right here. Both of them.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right. Next one. I had someone always pay good money to touch my legs and lick my armpits. He paid really well. Why did he want to lick my armpit? I don't know.
There's actually pheromones in your armpits, so that makes sense. Mm.
Can you imagine licking deodorant off of
no,
someone's
no.
armpit?
I would never lick
I've
an armpit.
I've accidentally Same. Accident. Tasted blah, blah, blah. Deodorant. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. I once had a lady pay me to be her date at her sister's wedding and have sex with her during the reception in a bathroom.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
What?
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
A lady paid him
okay let's say like you're single, you're sick of being single, you hate weddings, Jess, so you could probably relate, like seeing people that are in love so opposite from what you're feeling.
Yeah.
So you just want to, like, if you're gonna get to this wedding, at least you could go fuck in the bathroom, have a little adventure.
Yeah,
I could see it. Free cake, free
it just
free
feels
meal.
like you're interjecting your shit on someone else's day.
Yeah,
and like,
right?
I don't know. It just feels disrespectful.
Totally.
It is
disrespectful.
It's for sure disrespectful.
Yeah. But I can see the mindset of somebody who is maybe bitter.
If they're like
about
not
weddings.
Really your friend, I guess.
Yeah.
It's her sister.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, her sister's
it
wedding?
Was her sister's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, then there could be some sibling rivalry there too.
Yeah, I guess so. If I kind of like didn't really like whose wedding I was going to, I guess. Yeah. But
like, she has to be there because it's her sister.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
At least you get to bang someone in the bathroom.
And then probably this lady too, she might have had like family issues to the point where it's like they keep bugging her, when are you gonna get married, or when are you gonna have kids, or maybe she just got out of a failing relationship and then now she's just like, fuck y'all, I'm gonna have sex in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, this is the last one here. It says, this one was the sweetest one. A guy paid me to send poetry and playlists he made for me.
Oh. So wait,
he sent money and poetry?
Yes, and playlists.
What a simp.
So he paid to send her his work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like that he made for her.
Oh, so she was
like
a muse.
A romantic gesture kind of thing. I think he just wanted a girlfriend.
I don't know probably. Why he would send money. That's weird. He could just send the poems and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because she had to, maybe part of the money was like
responding,
she had
to
love it.
It
and she had to be grateful for it. I don't know.
She had,
kind of like
she had to be like, I like the part when you talked about the leaves falling. You know? Like, she had to like give feedback or something.
And matching my hair.
I love when you rhyme dog with log. It's so romantic.
How is that romantic?
I don't know.
My eyes are like a sunset.
Right? Yeah. It's all shitty poetry.
That's funny. Aww. I did have a phase as a teenage, like, crazy ass hormonal teenage phase where I was writing poetry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah,
same. Occasionally in my journal it'll come up. But have you ever had a guy like write you poetry? I don't think I've ever had a guy write me poetry, or I guess a playlist. One of my boyfriends was into playlists, but
Oh yeah, I've done playlists too.
Yeah, I've never had a guy write me poetry.
I think I would probably shit on it if they did. So,
oh, that's so fucked up, good. Jess. You're so mean. Jess.
If it's gonna be a poem, it you're like, be
why
worse.
Are all these guys shit?
It better be
writing
really
me poetry, talking about how beautiful I am.
No,
and then it's shitty poetry.
Right? No. And then the other episode's like, how sweet. I want a sweet guy.
Yeah.
What's
but
going
poetry?
On? That's sweet.
I was never into poetry.
Whack, yeah, I'm not into poetry.
What's your ideal situation yeah. of
I don't know. I'm not a guy that's going to sit there and write poetry. Yeah. I just want a guy that's not going to lie and cheat and all that type of shit.
It's not that bad to me. It sounds kind of sweet.
It is. They're not taking the time to think person. Of you.
It's that's like, not my kind of romance.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It depends on how they present it, too. If they're doing it to be, like, the like praised, then...
Oh, I picture yeah, that. Yeah. I think yeah. I picture yeah, poets whack. As people who want... They want this, the whatever, self...
Yeah.
Like, but I don't they know. Just... It's about them more than it is about me. That's what that's what yeah, I made, exactly. yeah, that's what yeah, I made yeah, up yeah. in my mind about someone who
yeah, I don't like
write
that.
A poem.
Yeah.
But if they were just to write a little shitty poem and put in my lunchbox yeah. or something, that'd be cute.
My lunchbox. Yeah. Yeah.
If it was funny...
I'm like 5 years old, yeah. apparently. Jesus Christ, yeah, my
like,
lunchbox.
You your lunch. Right?
I think if it was like funny or witty, I would enjoy it. But if yeah. it was like super serious, I would be like,
what if it's in a text? Not that serious.
Like a long, like how long
no,
is
like
it?
A short, like.
If it's like a haiku
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, like a haiku. Like,
it depends on, because if
your
he's
heart,
like writing, if he's writing
my
like,
love,
right?
You know?
If it's a shitty, funny one, great. But if he's writing like Robert Frost in my text message, yeah. like, can you fucking chill?
Okay, but what if he was a poet? Like he is a yeah. poet. Like, okay,
a beatnik?
Like one of our friends, we, like, I won't maybe say their name, but I love them. They have like a poetry thing, like, and they do slam poetry.
Oh,
so
hate slam poetry. No. I know who it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think if they're good at it.
Yeah. And they just happen
but, like,
to write
part
you
of
one.
Their, yeah.
I know who you're talking about, and I feel like one from him wouldn't be so weird.
Exactly.
But it just most people I picture who
you picture
are
acoustic
into...
guitar guy who
yeah.
brings his guitar to
yeah,
the party
like
that's
the,
like...
Yeah.
yeah. Slam
making
poetry
it about him.
Is so cringy to me.
I love slam
it's,
poetry.
No, it's
it,
so
it
impactful.
Depends on how
I like it.
It's pulled off.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, you have to have the right kind of swag to pull it off. Otherwise, you just, like, come off awkward. Like, it's difficult to be good at it. Kind of yeah. like stand-up, anyway. It's difficult to be good at stand-up.
I think if I ever tried to do it, it would come off as a joke because mm-hmm. it's just, like, so... out there for me, but I love watching it.
I think the ones that I hate are the stereotypical ones.
Yeah,
like, the sun was fire, and there was a bam, bam,
yeah,
and then you know, like I hate that, you know. But if it's
why
just,
do
like,
you hate it?
I just think it's so
it's
fucking
part of the
corny.
Performance.
Like like when you get off the stage, I'm gonna bully you in the back alley. You know, like this
you
is
and Jess
is
like yeah. bullying poets.
Yeah. Jeez,
yeah. You know, this group was out there.
They have like beret
associated
not
with this type
French.
Of people.
You know, I fucking hate those.
You hate snapping?
I hate that shit. I hate it. Just and then, but then, like I do. There is one poet that I love that he does read on stage, but he reads it normally and it's cool. But if it's like the 90s stereotypical,
yeah, no, yeah, I like. I don't know. There was this one channel, like I think it was called Button Poetry or something like that. But it got me into, I went on a binge of like watching all of these slam poets and I really liked it. It was more of like a monologue performance mm-hmm. piece than like the 90s yeah. type of like yeah. beatnik type things.
Like, I think it's just so like, what is it? Like, you know, those people that go to museums like, yes, it speaks to me. It's a fucking period blood dot on the
they
wall.
Too many
know?
Turtlenecks on.
Yeah.
Too many.
It's the pretentiousness of it. That
yeah,
hate.
Yeah. It's like my body is milk and he's lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
I'm bullying you.
Yeah. I get that. Like, I'm on the side, that side with yeah, yeah. that kind of poetry.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoy these. If you have any crazy sex stories, leave them in the comments. And we're always down to read them. Some of us will judge them. Not naming.
Not all of us.
Not, but only, I mean, a fourth of us will judge them.
A quarter of this is very judgmental. Yeah. This show.
And if you do slam poetry, I meant every word.
Stupid. But that's why you love us, right? That's why you guys keep coming back because we have such a diverse
yeah.
group here. And that's why we love you too, because you support us and you support us by hitting up our sponsors. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. All that to say, please hit up the sponsors so we can continue to get paid.
It's actually my personal kink for you to hit up yeah, our yeah. sponsors.
I won't kink shame buying from our sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time you use our code, Nikki feels it's in her burrito.
No, Jess, that's more satisfying.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's you need
true.
To win her approval.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, that's true.
It's like tickling her.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching. We love you. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.